Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Get it? Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe you're video streaming via Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny day here on my portion of Delmarva. A little cold, a little windy. So I apologize if you hear the wind whistling through the cracks here in this old house, but it's a good day to travel at least, and that's exactly what Brian Alvarez is doing right now on the road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania week, many of you are on the road right now. Hopefully everything goes well for you. Be safe in your travels. Hopefully be safe in Las Vegas as well. A couple shows taking place tonight, including Game Changer Wrestling kicking off the WWE ID tournament and a Dragon Gate USA tribute show. Tomorrow on Thursday, there will be 17 events taking place in and around Las Vegas, most of which are in one of two locations, either at the Palms Hotel and Casino or a venue called Meet Las Vegas. And we'll find out if Sin City's own Filthy Tom Lawler has ever had a chance to frequent the Meet while in Las Vegas. He'll be joining me after the break, and we will not be running down the 17 events that I just mentioned, although we will take a look at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 13, which Filthy and Jimmy Smith will be on the call for. AEW Dynamite is tonight from the MGM Music Hall at Fenway in Boston. Let you know what they have planned. We'll also let you know about AEW's upcoming international travels, including a new event for Mexico that was announced today. Plus, it's the end of an era for New Japan Pro Wrestling. The company announced today that Tetsuya Naito would be leaving as a contracted talent, which continues New Japan's undefeated record of having title belts on people without contracts in place. Also, last night was NXT. We'll take a look at that and a whole lot more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian will be with you on Sunday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time through all the same ways you're listening and watching us right now. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or on YouTube at thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And there are going to be a bunch of those up there this weekend for everybody. And, of course, just go to F4WOnline.com for all of the information that you need to know on the upcoming F4W convention, online convention, which Brian is on his way to right now, April 18th through the 20th. In Las Vegas, Nevada, where Filthy Tom Lawler is right now. Filthy, how the hell are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready, but you can never be ready for what's going to happen this weekend. The WrestleMania extravaganza has already kicked off. There's already been shows. There's people flying in from all over the world and taking over my city. I'm not ready.
After all this time, with all of these fly-ins that you just mentioned, how have we not gotten a GCW Uganda soft ground wrestling thing? How have they not made it to the United States yet?
Well, probably the current political climate prohibits the Ugandans from coming in and doing professional wrestling when there's some hard-earned, Americans that could use that job. But there are plenty of other shows that GCW is helping put on, one of which I'll be on the microphone for, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. Of course, preeminent MMA-themed combat sports fight night professional wrestling show on the planet. And I will be there at the Palms Thursday night. Friday night, I will be at Grap House downtown Las Vegas, Ferguson's, at 10 p.m., And that's where you can catch me, but you can catch wrestling action everywhere.
So it sounds like you're doing a stand-up routine over there. Like, you're going to be at Ferguson's. Like, when's the late show?
Not that Ferguson. Not too big of a fan of him. More of a Conan guy. Or Space Ghost would be my favorite of the late-night talk show hosts.
That's true, but if you're going to have another one, I don't know. Craig Ferguson was actually really good. I liked Craig Ferguson. But that's got nothing to do with Las Vegas. At least I don't think that he's doing a one-man show in Las Vegas anywhere. But you are going to be in that two-man booth with old boy Jimmy Smith tomorrow for Bloodsport 13. This is a really interesting card because of the amount of names that are on it from different promotions for sure. But the five fight icons, are we going to get a picture? I need to have you in between Mark Kerr and Butterbean and Tank Abbott. And of course, right there to your right, Don Fry, the two manliest men I've ever seen in my life. You and Don Fry together. Are we going to get a group picture with you and all those guys?
I sure hope so. If there's ever been a photograph that I wanted taken, if there's ever been a fanboy moment for me, I think having the combat icons out there at the Pearl at the Palms, the very first venue that I fought for the UFC, what a better spot for me to get pictures with all of these MMA, UFC legends, guys that we barely ever see, especially not in the pro wrestling world. Well, they're going to be there Thursday night, like you mentioned. Mark Kerr, Tank Abbott, Butterbean. Oh, man. Don Fry, the Predator himself. I got a Don Fry action figure up there.
Now,
right behind me.
Are you going to judge mustaches? Because Dan the B. Severin being right there, too, Don Fry, I'm assuming, still has that manliest mustache of anyone on the land. Or will you actually be having a compare and contrast?
I can't compare myself to those men. And the time they put in with those mustaches, I mean, this one that I've been growing out now, while sufficient compared to them, it's pitiful.
Yeah, Royce Isaacs and Tavion Heights, that is a really interesting matchup in that Royce has been taking on seemingly the entire no quarter catch crew. In fact, he has. I think Ren Sinclair is up at Bloodsport 14 for him if he can get past Tavion Heights at this one. But Shayna Baszler and Konami, Josh Barnett and Gabe Kidd, Zack Sabre Jr., Jonathan Gresham, J.R. Kratos, Karrion Kross, Micah from Stardom against Carmen Petrovich, Charlie Dempsey, Shinya Aoki, Natty Neidhart and Miyu Yamashita, Layla Hirsch, Jordan Blade, Timothy Thatcher, Pete Dunne. I mean, these shows are obviously unique in that people from all over are usually on them, and we've seen WWE participation here in the last couple that have come, but this is, to me, a really amazing lineup and cross-section of people that have all converged together. It seems like, you know, Rocky Romero used to be the plug for everybody, except for WWE. Well, Josh Barnett's got that door open, too.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the personnel that Josh Barnett has been able to gain access to through virtually, you know, like every avenue. You know, he's had people from every single company on his shows in the past. One of the few that can say that. And, you know, in the main event, he'll be taking on Gabe Kidd, one of the hottest stars from New Japan Pro Wrestling, a, you know, company that Josh Barnett himself is very familiar with, having performed there, wrestled there, also trained many of the current stars that you see today. I believe he's been going back and forth training in Japan at the dojo. So that should be a great contest. And I mean, that's not it. There's like, we're just talking about Bloodsport, but there's so much stuff at the Collective Spring Break, which was kind of the show that put the Collective on the map. You know, if you think back, that was the biggest, the preeminent independent wrestling show of Mania Weekend has been Joey Janela's Spring Break for years and years. And now, you know, he's got two nights because he has a whole night of the cluster match, which I cannot pronounce here on the air. And that's just like I mentioned, the tip of the iceberg. I could sit here and do a whole, you know, rundown of every show, plug them all, tell you how great it's going to be. But virtually every show that you could see this weekend is going to have great wrestling on it, whether it's people that you are aware of, whether it's names you've heard, whether it's new people popping up on the scene. I can guarantee you that wrestling is going to show out here in Vegas for WrestleMania week.
You know who won't be there? Tetsuya Naito. Actually, we don't know anymore if he'll be there because he's been working without a contract. And in the 20 full years that were 2005 to 2024, the Mount Rushmore for New Japan Pro Wrestling and really Japanese wrestling in general was Hiroshi Tanahashi, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kazuchika Okada, and Tetsuya Naito. That era has officially come to an end. I mean, I know Tanahashi still has the rest of the year to play out, but today, New Japan Pro Wrestling announced that both Tetsuya Naito and Bushi would be departing the promotion following Wrestling Dantaku, which takes place on May 3rd and 4th in Fukuoka. News of Naito working without a contract was reported by Tokyo Sports about 2 weeks ago. In a statement, New Japan President Hiroshi Tanahashi said, "I am sorry to deliver the news that surprised and saddened everyone today. I spoke with Naito yesterday. I told him that I wanted Naito, who loves New Japan, to stay in New Japan until the end, but his will was firm and I could not change it. He will be leaving the organization in a way that respects his wishes." Tom talked about it a little bit before Windy City Riot. Now with Jeff Cobb gone, Tetsuya Naito gone, Hiroshi Tanahashi wrestling his last match in the United States, boy, it did really feel like that was the end of an era in Chicago last week.
Mike, are we sure that this is not just a precursor to Bushi and Naito winning the tag titles?
If that's the case, it would be a major break in protocol from how they've reported news on their website before. A major break. And the thing is, this isn't the first time. In fact, I can think of at least six times in the last 9 years where somebody has been under contract with New Japan holding a title and either had to drop it on the way out or didn't drop it at all. But we'll get into that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Copays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live, getting your WrestleMania weekend underway right now. All right, Tom, I know they have that thing in Reddit or whatever. It's like, am I the jerk? So, will I be the prick for bringing up the six times in the last 9 years that somebody left New Japan without working, without having a contract because Shinsuke Nakamura in January 2016 doesn't put over AJ Styles, vacates the Intercontinental title, takes some time off, shows up at NXT in April. 2022, Carl Anderson resigns with WWE while he's never champion, got himself double booked in both Japan and Saudi Arabia, ends up choosing Crown Jewel because, well, he had to. He somehow holds on to the title until January, where he puts over Tama Tonga at the Dome. Tama Tonga wins the title at the Dome, then announces he's leaving, and then puts over Evil in April, and he's gone. And then last January, Kazuchika Okada didn't put over anybody. He didn't even want to be on the losing side of a six-man tag team match, let alone put over anybody individually. He vacates those titles. He's out the door. And then last week, Jeff Cobb, they put him over, he and Callum Newman, for the tag team titles. Callum Newman is the one who gets the victory over Naito, so there's that. But then on Monday, they announce Jeff Cobb is officially gone from New Japan Pro Wrestling. So I got to be honest, if they're working me, they did a good job of it, because there's all these other cases in the past where that happened for true.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's working you, Mike.
I don't think so. But like, there have been people. Look, Dave, I believe, when it was brought up about Jeff Cobb and Naito on Observer Radio, said that, nah, that's not true. And I have seen people say, well, that seems all really nice and convenient. Maybe they're actually putting in some work here, or maybe Naito and Bushi stick around as outsiders, you know, for a while. I don't know, but what do you think? I mean, obviously the landscape of Japan has changed dramatically. If he does want to come over to the States and maximize the amount of American dollars he can make, now would probably be the time, while he still is in one piece as Naito can possibly be, I guess.
What do I think? I don't think he wants to be in the States wrestling. You know, remember, he's a guy who did his excursion in Mexico. I don't
look. I didn't think he'd ever leave Japan.
I don't think he barely speaks any English. Mm-hmm. I believe he may speak Spanish. So if he's going to show up overseas, I would expect it to be maybe there in Mexico before the U.S. I mean, Mike, he comes to the U.S., he doesn't even take his shirt off when he wrestles.
Yeah, but think about how much money Minoru Suzuki made, and it was a big deal at first, but like, he, for a long time, doing the same exact match over and over again, was a draw for indie groups coming over and working. If he wasn't, people would not have taken the chance on him like they have, and there have been plenty of other Japanese folks that same way working, you know, coming over to work. So I never thought he'd leave New Japan, so the fact that we're even talking about this is kind of a real surprise, but as I mentioned, he is one of those guys on the Rushmore of Japanese wrestling of the 2000s, for sure, at least I would say.
Did you watch the entire Windy City Riot show?
I did not yet.
No. After the Naito tag match, he inexplicably just started gouging Rocky Romero's eyes out in the corner, pinned him in the corner, and was eye gouging him for like 2 minutes. I'm like, what is going on here? And now I just wonder, was it a shoot? You know?
That was his goodbye. That was, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Naito wants to do. There was, you know, talk in that Tokyo Sports article that he wants to work more and felt limited by the schedule that he was working.
What?
Obviously, you can't tell an athlete when to wind it down, but those of us who have watched Naito for years know, I don't think he can wrestle too many more matches a year.
Certainly not at the level that he put in the past against guys like Ibushi, Tanahashi, Okada, all the guys at the top of the New Japan card. You know, age, Mike, I know this. You know it. Age is undefeated. And in many ways, it's caught up with Naito because of the damage that he inflicted upon himself in those years. So hopefully he can get healthy. Hopefully, you know, he has a little bit of respite. He can take a little bit of a break, come back, heal up, and be closer to the Naito of old than we've seen lately, because lately we've just seen an old Naito.
Hey, Funk Monkey, remember Juice Robinson worked you guys? Juice Robinson worked Brian, number one. Number two, that wasn't listed on the New Japan website like they usually list all the news. So, look, Naito and Bushi being gone actually doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Again, especially on the heels of hearing that Jeff Cobb is leaving, but they are all going to be working through Wrestling Dontaku coming up there in, on May 3rd and 4th, whatever it is. So there is that that they have going for them. Speaking of Mexico, terrible transition there from Naito. But Fox Sports Mexico reported today by way of AEW and CMLL that Grand Slam Mexico will be taking place at Arena Mexico on Wednesday, June 18th. Marks the first time AEW has ever been to Mexico. Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 26th. AEW was the partner, or has partnered with Fox Sports Mexico since October of last year. The network was previously tied in with WWE prior to WWE moving its international media rights to Netflix at the beginning of this year. Yesterday, a venue was finally announced for AEW Forbidden Door in August. The O2 Arena in London will host the event on Sunday, August 24th. AEW will also be going to Scotland for the first time the Wednesday prior when it tapes both Dynamite and Collision at the OVO Hydro in Glasgow. Dynamite, Tonight, TBS, and Max from the MGM Music Hall at Fenway in Boston, adjacent to Fenway Park. Spring Breakthrough Part 1. AEW World Tag Team title match, the Hurt Syndicate against the Gates of Agony. Men's Owen Hart Foundation Tournament Quarterfinal, Hangman Adam Page against to be announced Owen Hart Foundation Tournament Semifinal, Kinosuke Takeshita against Will Ospreay. Women's Tournament Semifinal, Athena, the ROH World Women's Champion, against the Belt Collector, Mercedes Moné. Trios title, Death Riders against the Ops. I would say Athena gets the victory, which builds to a title match between she and Mercedes later on. That would only make sense to me. And I'm going to say it. The Ops are going to come out of tonight as the World Trios Champions, and everyone will be happy that belts are off of the Death Riders. What do you think?
I disagree.
Hmm.
I think they're going to try to take all those belts off the Death Riders at the same time. At the big show of the year, although, you know, maybe this injury threw a wrench in those plans. I'm just laughing over here at the fact that Spring Breakthrough is coming to us from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm not going to go check the weather right now, but nothing to me screams Spring Break like the dirty water of Boston, does it? Actually, I will check the weather.
It's a party in Revere going on, but
I got you. It's a high of 52, Tom.
52, right? How much spring breaking you doing there? None, guys. Come on, can we get the days of Panama City, Spinnaker, whatever it is, Club La Vila? Can we get those days? I've been to both of them. That's how I got confused. Need to get those days back. South Padre Island, Lake Havasu. Come on.
Speaking of lakes, didn't they do one of these on Lake Cleveland where, like, Powerhouse Hobbs was out there for the spring breakthrough show in, like, a massive, like, puffy jacket or something like that? I mean, I don't know. But I got a question for you. Hangman Adam Page, we heard the Young Bucks cut their promo saying we're here to help our friend Hangman. And he's got a TBA coming up here. Who could it be? There's been a lot of speculation. Josh Alexander could be somebody who you could debut and unfortunately beat if you have the Young Bucks, say, attack him and give Hangman Page the victory. Some people have said Jack Perry hasn't been around for a while. I would love to see Eddie Kingston come back, but he's not ready yet, and this is the wrong way to do it. Wardlow, we've lost him at some point. Who do you think it's going to be tonight?
Swerve.
Really?
Yep.
Who wins?
No one.
So
the Young Bucks.
So in that case, do you then have a non-finish and do the match again that will air on the Collision the next night as part of this breakthrough two-parter or what?
I think that they move on to face the Young Bucks later on in the summer as an unlikely duo.
Well, here, I will say this then. If Hangman Adam Page does face a Jack Perry, right, and he goes over Jack Perry, you can have all of them beat him down afterwards, have Swerve make the save, and continue to have it go in that direction.
You could. But, you know. Does Jack Perry come out and lose on purpose? Like he's the big boss man against The Rock at Survivor Series 97?
No, but he could have some backfiring happen or just have Hangman Adam Page beat him or something like that. And then the Young Bucks can come in and beat him down afterwards. Although, again, I have no idea what direction they're going to go. But as I mentioned, this is part one of two because they're going to be taping Collision tonight as well. And that taping of Collision has called us a change with Ring of Honor. Time change there. Ring of Honor usually debuts on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. This week's episode has been moved to 4:20 p.m. on Friday, which, why not 4:19? You know why. The reason is because AEW Collision is going to be airing on Thursday night instead of on Saturday there. So not 4:19, Tom, on Friday the 19th. But
it's going to be a good Friday, bro.
Actually, it's Friday is the 18th, isn't it? I don't know. I just know Easter's coming up on Sunday, and there's a lot of wrestling to get to before then, including last night's NXT, which we'll talk about after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice. house making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler. WrestleMania Wednesday, getting ready for the two-day event and everything. All the other events that we've been talking about. WWE, by the way, Tom, I don't know if you saw this, put out the their YouTube channel has been counting down what it considers to be the 50 greatest matches in WrestleMania history, and they got to number one today. Obviously, won't come close to going through all of them, but the top five, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25 is number one. Number two, Steve Austin and Bret Hart from WrestleMania 13. The Rock and Hulk Hogan from WrestleMania 18 is number three. Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 4. And fifth, The Rock against Steve Austin from WrestleMania 17. I don't know. I mean, I guess I could pick a lot of nits with a lot of this stuff. But to me, no question, Steve Austin, Bret Hart is the number one match in WrestleMania history.
Not going to disagree with that statement. I mean, when you think back of all the matches that you really remember vividly moments from, that's got to be it, you know? The other one that stands out to me, and it didn't make the top five, I believe it came in at like number eight, was Randy Savage versus the Ultimate Warrior from WrestleMania. And I remember when it was career versus career match. And I just remember as a kid watching that. And like, you know, I'm not a sappy little emotional 6-year-old or whatever when I'm watching that match. But seeing Elizabeth come to the aid of Randy Savage afterwards when he is at his lowest. He has just been defeated. He got what they called it was the spear job. Monsoon said he gave him the spear job, which was a big... the flying tackle. Warrior gave Savage a flying tackle. Savage retreats to the outside. Warrior does it again. Savage tries to get to the outside. He does it again. Savage gets to the floor. Warrior just drags him back in and pins him with a foot on his chest. How much more humiliating could you be, right? Well, I tell you, Sensational Sherry came in and she beat the crap out of the poor Macho Man until there was only one person left to come save him. A woman who we thought we'd never see by the side of this man again. Elizabeth came. She got rid of Sherry. She embraced with the Macho Man. And I tell you, when they say this isn't a wrestling company, we're making movies, that deserved every award that it could ever get.
You know, in the same Bravo. Vein, one that just fell out of their top 10, which would be certainly on top of my list, is Bret Hart and Owen Hart from WrestleMania 10, because when you include the fact that Owen, they open the show, Owen gets the victory, and then at the finally gets one over on Big Brother, it's his time to shine at WrestleMania, and then at the end of the show, Bret Hart winning that title, everybody goes out to celebrate, and out walks Owen, and that look on his face, shaking his head as the whole thing ends, I thought was fantastic. There's a lot of matches. I mean, Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar, Shawn Michaels. Look, Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker from WrestleMania 26, people could argue, is just as good, if not better, than the one from WrestleMania 25. So, of course, these lists are incredibly subjective.
Steiners versus the Head Shrinkers.
Oh, man, the Steiners and SST. That's the one thing about this.
Oh, sorry.
Well, though, yeah, they were the Head Shrinkers, but the Samoan SWAT team, whatever you want to call them, WrestleMania 9, they're doing that documentary, and I understand why. It was the first outdoors WrestleMania. There's a lot of hay that you can make out of that old footage that they had, and apparently, I'm sure Nick Khan, when he was a youth, went to the show. That's one of the reasons that probably there's interest in it, but that match on that show was one of the most fun ones in WrestleMania history as far as four guys just killing each other. They were perfectly matched up. I love that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There, I mean, obviously, there's so many WrestleMania moments that we could talk about, but you could never, no one's ever going to agree on what the best match was, but I think we could both agree that that wasn't the best match.
Now, everybody works in NXT to try to get up to the main roster so they can have their WrestleMania moment. And NXT was last night at the Performance Center. Won't run through it like Brian does, but give you everything that you need to know. It opened up with a North American title, number one contendership, fatal four-way. Ethan Page defeated Eddie Thorpe, Lexus King, and Wes Lee. He gets the shot at Ricky Starks, which is no surprise, coming up at Stand and Deliver for the North American title. Hank and Tank, they used the same formula that they had for the women on SmackDown when it came to the Gauntlet. They run the whole thing, defeated Tyreek Eguay and Tyson DuPont, Brooks Jensen and Nico Vance, Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights, and then Josh Briggs and Yoshiki Inamura in the final. They will face off against Axiom and Nathan Frazier coming up. They tried to shake hands, Axiom did, with Hank and Tank. Frazier blew them off, so I hope this is not how they end the NXT tag team title reign of Fraxium. I don't want to see him break up yet, but it's been a long time, and putting over Hank and Tank would probably be a pretty big moment and get a big, big pop. Lola Vice defeated Tatum Paxley to make the women's North American title match, and then in a, Brian called it a WCW moment, and it absolutely was, before the women's North American title qualifier that had Carmen Petrovic in it, Mr. Stone and Stevie Turner asked Ava who the last entrant was going to be. She said, don't worry, you'll know when their music hits. And before they went to commercial break, they spoiled it with a big Thea Hale graphic. She made her return. The fans didn't care that it was spoiled. Chanted welcome back. Quickly tapped out Carmen in 2 minutes and 40 seconds to set up everything taking place at Stand and Deliver. Were you happy Thea Hale is back?
I mean, sure, I guess. I mean, you know, I would have preferred, I guess, to see her stick around with the old Chase U. I wish Chase U was still taking students, but, you know, it's not happening, so.
Man, and you know what? No Quarter Catch Crew. Tavion Heights ended up being the one getting rolled up. He was the one who got pinned and defeated. You think that could mean good things coming up for Royce Isaacs at Bloodsport? I know he's not somebody that you want to talk about too much ever since he turned his back on you and destroyed Team Filthy, but you think that portends good things for Royce?
To be fair, I'll be in the booth, but I hope that they both lose.
Are you going to be able to be an unbiased commentator during this?
I'm professional. I will be there in a toga. Just like it's WrestleMania 9, hoping I'll be looking for the fan man to come down in Vegas too, like it's Bo Holyfield back in the
day. Does that happen anymore out there? That used to be the big spot for boxing matches. A lot of people will not believe this, but it was in the parking lot at Caesar's Palace where they put up risers and 20,000 people would check out these shows. Often on Monday nights, a lot of these pay-per-views and big boxing events would take place. Do they do that at all out there anymore?
What is in that space? They do not do that, but what is in that space is a show that takes place in a tent. It is a tent circus show. The name of that show is Absinthe, and it is raunchy beyond belief, but if you are going to see one show in Vegas, even if you're here for WrestleMania and you can see one thing, that is the show that you should see. What the heck? What? Hey! Ah!
And
go to sleep.
Well, for everybody listening on radio right now, apparently Royce Isaacs has broken into Filthy Tom Lawler's home. And
let's see about this here setup. Oh my goodness.
Sorry everybody that's listening on radio right now. I apologize here as we apparently Royce Isaacs. Royce?
You know, I just had to bring some class back to the establishment. I just want to shout out to all the Dave Kaplan fans. There is finally, Dave Kaplan was never knocked out. He can't be knocked out. And now there is finally retribution for the man, the myth, the legend, Filthy Tom, has been vanquished. Thanks for having me on air.
I'm happy that you're here. you didn't hurt your hand. I mean, you got big stuff going on. Like, Tom's head is like Stonehenge. Is your hand okay from punching him like that?
Yeah, you know, probably get some ice on this sucker later. It's a little bit tender, maybe a little bit of swelling, but overall, you know, I think I've never felt better. So far, I'm 1-0 on the weekend heading into my big WrestleMania week. So, if anything, you know, I got a little extra pep in my step, baby.
Hey, you got it going on here recently. One half of the New Japan Strong Openweight Champions, Windy City Riot. Everybody saw you guys get the victory there. Plus, in the last month, Relentless Champion, Epic Pro Champion. What do you have going on this week besides Bloodsport 13?
Well, first, tonight, Colorado Wrestling Connection. I am wrestling over at the FSW Arena on Harrison. I'm wrestling Cody Devine, who is a Colorado worker that I came up with. He's actually, we broke into the business together, and we're the only two people from our class that are still wrestling. So it's definitely an honor to be his first ever WrestleMania week opponent. And then tomorrow morning, big time wrestling at Meet Las Vegas. Big six-man action, world-class Wrecking Crew teaming up with Tommy Billington, Lil Dynamite against TMDK in some six-man action. So that should be a banger as well. And then, of course, the main course for me is that Bloodsport match with Mr. Tavion Heights.
This is your 10th consecutive appearance on a Bloodsport event. Mixed bag here a little bit, 3-6 record, but you won your last two against Miles Bourne and Charlie Dempsey, which is quite interesting as you face Tavion Heights, the other member of the No Quarter Catch crew coming up here. Just evolution on how this thing went down? Was this? I can't believe it was planned from the beginning, but here you are rolling through these guys. For those who are unaware of Tavion Heights' background, Giangelo Hancock was his former name, Pan American champion, really was the face of Greco-Roman wrestling in the States here, and you have a chance to go in there and bump heads with him here. When did you find out it was going to be Heights, and how do you feel going into this with a guy who really is a superior wrestler?
Yeah, you know, I think usually I'm the guy that has the better background in wrestling, so obviously that's a little bit different for me, a new challenge, so to say. But the thing is, I beat two of his stablemates from No Quarter Catch Crew, and it just seemed like the next logical step. After I beat Miles, I called Tavion out on Twitter. He responded positively, but you never know. You know, Twitter fingers don't always imply that someone is actually down to do the darn thing. So I kind of kept needling, and eventually there was a call out by me last week, and he decided to step up and accept the challenge. So I got to give him props for having the minerals to step on up and face me. I understand, you know, I was a fan of Giangelo Hancock. I stay very in tune with the Olympic wrestling scene. So this is a big one for me. But at the same time, he is stepping into my domain. So it's on me to, you know, he's got all the classical wrestling skills. It's on me to kind of dirty it up, muddy the waters a little bit, drag him into those deep waters that he's not as familiar with the strikes and the submissions and, you know, all the catch wrestling that I've been training lately. And, you know, I have a game plan here. I can't give it away, but I have a game plan, and I think I can wear on him and pick up, you know, arguably the biggest victory yet at Bloodsport.
Now, Royce, we're about to go to a break. Can you look over and see if Filthy is moving at all? And if he is, do you mind stomping on him a little bit and hanging out with me until the next break?
Hey, no problem. He's looks like he's having a little bit of a napski. He's got some arm twitch, something going on. Just give him a little. He's not dead. He's not dead. He's good to go. So, you know,
we'll be back, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Royce Isaacs here with you. Looks like Filthy has come too, and
What are you going to do with him now?
A little bit. I'm just more worried about what you're going to do with him now being in that position.
Have you ever... You've seen Pulp Fiction?
I have.
Well, then you know what's going to happen.
Oof. Oh, Tom. Well, what can I say? Hopefully, you're not too hard on him in more ways than one here, as he's got to do the announcing. At least he's set to do the announcing with Jimmy Smith tomorrow for Bloodsport 13 on Triller TV, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You and Tavion Heights, Timothy Thatcher, Pete Dunne, Layla Hirsch, Jordan Blade, Natty Neidhart, and Miyu Yamashita, Charlie Dempsey, Shinya Aoki, Micah, Carmen Petrovich, J.R. Kratos, Karrion Kross, Zack Sabre Jr., Jonathan Gresham, Josh Barnett, Gabe Kidd, and Shayna Baszler, and Konami. You got any last words for Tavion Heights here? At least last words that the FCC will not fine us for?
You know, I go in there every blood sport. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I lay it all on the line. So I just hope that he's ready to take things to an even bigger level. I've seen his work. I respect his work. Especially his run in NOAH I thought was great, but I think tomorrow he has to be ready to take his wrestling to a whole nother level if he wants to have a chance against Royce Isaacs. So there we go.
It looks like he's coming to over there a little bit more, so you may want to take care of that. And I want to thank you, Royce, for joining me. And once you get done with him, whisper in Filthy's ear right before you choke him out that I thank him for joining me today, too. I want to thank all of you out there for listening and watching. Thank producer Dom. Thank you, producer John. And we shall talk to you again after a while.